This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A proposal to curtail coordination between the Houston Police Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement is losing momentum at the Houston City Council. Councilmember Letitia Plummer is asking for support from her colleagues Mario Castillo and Joaquin Martinez. But Martinez says he was concerned when the measure was leaked to the Houston Chronicle.
I don't want to be used as a pawn either, quite frankly. I think the work needs to be done, but the work also entails that we go through the right process.
The proposal would give officers discretion over whether or not to contact ICE when they encounter people with immigration warrants. The city's legal department believes it would violate state law and could lead to the removal of local elected officials from office. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is proposing giving Texas newborns $1,000. News 88.7's Matt Harab explains.
Patrick's proposal would be in addition to a federal program that is set to give American babies $1,000 each to invest in the stock market. The lieutenant governor says this proposal would be a priority during the state's 2027 legislative session. He's naming it the New Little Texans Savings Fund. The initiative would cost the state around $440 million per year, which is less than 1% of the state budget for the next 2 years. Patrick says he would seek to pass a constitutional amendment making the program permanent.
Matt Harab reporting. A new bus route connecting Galveston to the mainland launched this week. The route, called the Splash, will run between Texas City and Strand Street in Galveston. Timmy Sykes is a spokesperson for the Gulf Coast Transit District, who partnered with Galveston Island Transit to make it happen.
We saw a great need for that transportation services to connect the mainland to Galveston.
Rides will be available Monday through Saturday from 6 in the morning to 8 in the evening. It's 50 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. It won't get much warmer today with a high of 53. 60% chance of some showers before 2 p.m. Cloudy into tonight with a low around 43. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.